Zachary, ZACHARY, Adkisson, ADKISON, 42793. Chief complaint, my prostate hurts. Patient is a 30-year-old gentleman, a sandblaster, works outside in 105 degree weather here in Houston, Texas. He is going through a divorce. He's lost 30 pounds because he's under a lot of stress and he works outside. He went to a clinic because he thought he might have STD. At the clinic, they checked him for STD. He didn't have any evidence of STD, but they thought he might have urinary tract infection, so they gave him some antibiotics, doxycycline. They came back because the doxy wasn't helping. They told him doxycycline is not the best medication for urinary tract infection, so they changed it to Cepro-DS just 2 days ago. He's still having some very minor prostate-type symptoms. His urine analysis today shows no leukocytes, no nitrates, trace intact blood. Ultrasound of the prostate shows no enlargement, slight calcification. PSA is pending. Ultrasound of the kidneys and bladder are within normal limits. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, up to date, social, drinks occasional, doesn't smoke, is married, but he's going through a divorce, has 2 children, 2 and 3, lots of stress, family history, no prostate cancer. Review of system as above, 180 pounds, down 30 pounds because of divorce, 98%, 98.2, 16, 69, 113, over 49. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next row, JVD skin shows, no issue, abdomen coast with anglesion, urine analysis, as was mentioned above, number one, prostatitis, most likely reason for his discomfort, number two, Cepro-DS is what the clinic gave him, has been on it for 3 days, finished that for 10 days, then call me, next time just check blood work, next time just check thyroid in the face of weight loss, next time just check PSA. Next number, recheck your analysis. Next number, if symptoms worsen or if he has any other issues, he'll call me. Next number, we talked about prostatitis. We talked that Cepro-DS is not the first choice, but that's what they started him on, and we'll finish it. My first choice would have been Cipro. Next number, I'm also going to put him on, I'm also going to extend the antibiotic for at least 15 days after he's been on the medication for some time and make sure he has no reaction to it. He's going to call me with the report, and just about he's done with the medication, and I will call him with the blood results. Thank you.